started. Yeah, I've gone here today to talk about using Scratch to make games, a competition I run to support transition between primary and secondary school. Just a bit of background. I'm actually a lecturer, further education. However, I'm still a PhD student, finishing up. The basis of my thesis is I'm looking at teaching primary children how to make games using Scratch. I'm also a CAS Hub leader in Glasgow. I volunteer in my local primary school, and I'm a STEM ambassador. All roads lead to computing, my favourite subject. So I love teaching computing, and I will teach it to everybody. Okay, my PhD, I spent 2 years in primary schools actually working with, there were 16 classes, so I've spent time with 384 children. They've all had 8 hours of Scratch lessons from me. And the basis of that was they had 4 structured lessons. So I showed them how to make a basic game, maze game, then gave them a couple of ideas, and then for the last 4 lessons, I let them run with that idea so they could either stick with the maze game or then move forward, create something of their own. The idea, which I'm about to talk about, it came about because after the research was finished, I wanted still to do something with the kids. I wanted to use what they had learned during that time. Okay, and for the first year, it was only 2 schools that were involved, but I'll talk a bit more about the other schools. So it was just something that came about. So a game jam, don't know if anybody's ever heard of that idea. Okay, a game jam is normally held in January. Okay, the Global Game Jam, normally held in January every year, and it's basically where people get together, spend between 24 to 48 hours working in teams, coming up with a game. Usually at the start of it, they are actually given a theme for their game. So, mini game jam, then I then took the idea of the game jam and decided then to compress this for school children. Okay, and that's why it's mini, because obviously you couldn't let primary kids spend 48 hours a whole weekend somewhere making games. Some parents may love it, however, the teachers don't think so. Okay, so my idea was to have a jam that ran for basically the whole school day. Children come together from different schools and they're put in teams. Okay, they don't work necessarily with the children who are in their class at school. Okay, they're given a theme at the start of the day and they then basically have the rest of the time to actually work on that idea. Games get judged at the end of the day, okay, and the best one wins a small prize, and I usually organise a runners-up prize as well. So you're all sitting there wondering, okay, how is this relevant to transition? Okay, I worked with 4 schools within the One Learning community. Okay, so we had the secondary school, and then there was 3 feeder primaries all bought into this idea in the second year. Okay, the first year it was Royston and Carentyne. They then went and told the other schools, and that was how I got more involved. Plans are underway for next year's. So, what happened? Before the actual event itself, that was held in June, the kind of second last week of school, as a kind of fun way to round off the school year. Before that though, I actually organised some CPD events for teachers who were interested. They came along and we used the materials that I created during my PhD, so we used those lessons. I showed the teachers how to make the games. They then went back to their classes and they then gave the children pass this on to the children and had the children making their own games. So on the day, by the time the jam came, the children then had at least some knowledge, so they were able to do something within Scratch. The event was held this year at Smithycroft Secondary School. Okay. Again, for the children, primary school children, it was primary sixes and sevens for them going up to the secondary. That's the secondary school that most of them were going to. So it was another transition visit for them. 90 children attended this year, and that was made up of primary six, primary seven. There was also some first and second years. As part of the broad general education in the secondary school, all the teachers do an elective class, and the music teacher at that school is really keen on game making. So he ran an elective class for game making, and he used my materials to actually work with his class. So the teams were very mixed up, and as you can see, I've got a couple of pictures there. The winning team was made up of children from three schools, and the runners-up team was actually made up of children from four schools. So these kids had never actually met each other before that, and they then actually spent a day to come up with this fantastic idea of their game. So during the day, what happened, this event? Yeah, I managed to get some volunteers to come from industry in Dundee, Games Central. I got a sponsorship from Outplay Entertainment, and they sent down a couple of guys to come and help. Kabojo Games as well, the girl that came down from there had actually just came back from working in France, and she'd heard about the event and decided that she wanted to help out. These people gave up their time for free. I had a lecturer from Glasgow Caledonian Uni as well, all come the day. Another good thing was I had senior pupils. So I had S5 and S6 actually help out mentor the younger children as well. So again, it was all about getting them used to being in the secondary school. 24 games ended up being created that day from their teams. Yeah, and I gave them the theme, obviously, before the summer, Commonwealth Games, so I decided to keep it topical. They picked, made up something to do with the Commonwealth Games. Naturally, you can only have one winner. And this was my winning game. It was called Clyde's Adventures. And the children, simple idea, platform type game. And hopefully, if I can get this to work, I can actually give you a little demo of the game. This team won because they didn't get as much help from the mentors as some of the other teams did. To see if I can. So this was their end game. And if I start it. So you've just got to move Clyde about, and you've got to get, they actually made it so that you had more than one level, although that doesn't seem to be, it's one of these things with Scratch, it works and then it doesn't work. So that was the basic idea of their game. Okay, some, see if I can find some other games there for you. No. Mm. So some other ideas we came up with. So they've actually put some instructions at the start as well. Okay, Commonwealth game, you must jump over the hurdles to win. It's not that easy, you are timed and you have 3 lives. So this was their idea. The point of me having the mentors there from industry as well was when you ask children to come up with ideas, sometimes they can tend to let their imaginations run wild. So the point of the mentors was to say, you only have a few hours, keep it simple, try and come up with something. Good idea, but start off with the basics. And then if you've got time, then you can add in all the extra bells and whistles to it. But start off so that you've actually got a working game by the end of the day. So I'll see if this game... So again... Doesn't quite work. Or it's just me not using the controls right. But they all came up with totally different ideas. Again, none of them seem to use the exact same format when they were creating. We'll get a basketball type game there. You can see they haven't quite finished their game. Again, something to take in, had to take into consideration when they were actually using their games was obviously the network and getting everybody's games saved in the one place. So I'll just back to this. I keep craning my neck, I've not got my thing set up properly. So that was their winning game. Teachers that were involved within this, obviously I get feedback from everybody involved. What the teachers thought was, it was a great chance to share learning with others. Okay. Everybody using the software. Okay, so it allowed everybody to share their learning. And the head teacher commented there that it was also a chance for his staff to develop more skills. And obviously develop their understanding and awareness of concepts. And as said there, it forms a key plank of the ICT curriculum. The games that I created do touch on quite a few points of the experiences and outcomes, and I have detailed that in one of my publications somewhere. The secondary school, again, they thought it was an enriching experience for their S1, S3 pupils who took part, and they enjoyed the fact that they got some professionals down to actually work. Okay, they've taken inspiration from that, and again they've ran with it again this year. Their elective is actually oversubscribed this year, which I'm pleased to hear about. So they're trying to now get some more teachers involved in actually running that. The volunteers, one of the volunteers, haven't got your feedback there, but one of the volunteers actually said to me before I started, this was a lecturer from Caledonian Uni, and he said to me, there's no way you're going to get children to make a game in 4 hours. And I think he was pleasantly surprised on the day with what he's seen happening. Teams, this was one of the feedback from one of the girls who came and helped. Teams were assigned accordingly, teaching the kids their first real lesson of the games industry, working with people you don't know. I always advocate teamwork and being put into teams, not with your friends. A fact of life, you've got to work in teams. The sooner you get used to it, the better. So they were all really impressed. Same with the other people that were there. They were really impressed at just how well they actually got on in their teams, considering they'd only just met that morning. The day was tiring, but hopefully fun for all that participated. And what she said, a more serious note, the lesson of achieving something in such a short space of time, the very essence of what a game jam actually is, was not lost on those who would like to pursue a career in the games industry. I got that from the other lecturer as well, who says that from his perspective as well, some of the people that actually perform in the actual game jams, the 48 hours, don't get as much out of it as what happened in those 4 hours with the children. And finally, children. They absolutely loved the day. The first year I ran it at a university, so they got to go out and see what the uni was like. The second year, I thought was more relevant to them because obviously it was a secondary school, and for some primary sixes, they'd never been. Obviously the primary sevens had had their transition day, but for the primary sixes, it was good for them to actually go see what the local secondary school looked like. They had great fun seeing their games in action. They enjoyed working in small groups with different people. So again, although you've got the group work, it's group work, but with people you really don't know from other schools. And it made them think about what they were doing. So there was a lot of there was a really good day. I was knackered by the end of it because I suppose it was the only thing about organising it was I didn't actually get to take part as much as I would have liked because I was too busy organising and overseeing it. But even just walking in to it, it was set in the school's ICT department, so they had 6 classrooms and there was 4 classrooms full of all these groups of children just working together, working on their games with the volunteers that came. So they spent time going round each room and then obviously the senior volunteers as well. So it's a good way of getting everybody within your learning community involved in the project. And I'm now looking at getting this year's one organised as well. I'd just like to say thank you for listening, and if anybody has any questions.
Any thoughts on Scratch 2 versus Scratch 1.4 in the future?
Scratch 2, yes, but it's, I think it's, again,
all
it's all to do with the network.
There's all sorts of things that can be, I think it can be downloadable, but then also you can use it on the web.
Yes, I only use Scratch 1.4 simply because it's on all the schools in Glasgow's network. So rather than try something different, go with what you know, and then at least that way I know it runs on the day. But I know
that. Still thinking in terms of next year's. Probably
yes,
stick
next.
With 1.4.
Probably stick with that. Yes, unless I can actually see and test out how well, because obviously if you're running it online as well. Is the network going to be available that day? You know, things like that. Try and plan for stuff like that. But yeah, obviously Scratch 2 does have more features and it might be something.
What's another aspect if you use Scratch 2 and people take code from Scratch and remix it? You need to know whether it's original or not.
Yes, exactly. So
at least
Scratch 1.4, I've kind of got to identifying how what bits of code are the children use and what's come from other things, because you can see if they've taken code from other sprites even within Scratch 1.4, you just know. So you do, so, but it's definitely something to look at. Anybody else? No? Thank you.